Good evening to everyone. Hope everyone on the call had a very Merry Christmas. We got to have a great opportunity to spend some time with friends and family. I know Stephanie and I and our boys had a phenomenal Christmas time. To get things kicked off tonight, I'm going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight, and I, too, want to hope everyone had a very, very Merry Christmas. But our focus now is on ending the month on a very high note. Of course, our iPad 2 giveaway contest that the More Success team is running, it runs actually all the way through the end of the year, through December the 31st. So if everyone still has time to get their names in the drawing for that, there will be three iPad 2 given away, one for recruiting, one for sales, and one for the executive directors. So we want to make sure that everyone is aware of that contest and participates because we've got a lot of money invested. We want to make sure that it gets out to our team, just a way of saying thank you for the production and the recruiting numbers that are good through the end of the year. But now it's my privilege and honor to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. In fact, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's the leader of our More Success team, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore is going to actually introduce tonight's special guest speaker. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and it's a privilege to be on tonight. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. Unfortunately, Millie Baker's brother passed away. We need to remember her in prayer tonight. We'll have the funeral tomorrow in Durant, Oklahoma at 2 p.m. So I just want to put it in so everyone could be thinking about her. You know, Millie's been on the team, Randy, over 27 years now. Great benefit to the team. And then I wanted to say that, you know, this will be, of course, our last one before the new year, Randy, so we better say Happy New Year ahead of time and say that next Monday night, to start the new year off, Mr. Rip Mason, CEO of Legal Shield, he will be our guest speaker, and Mr. Jimmy Parrish, top producer on our team, will be teaching the group at 8 o'clock. Be sure and listen to Jimmy. You get a lot of good information. Get your pencil, get your paper, get out and listen. And, of course, Mr. Mason will be at the 9 o'clock call. Now, tonight, Randy, we have a gentleman that, I tell you, he's a hard worker. I mean, a young man, energetic, family man, Platinum 2 Executive Director, 52 straight months been in the Players Club, as long as he's been prepaid, but it's Legal Shield now, $100,000 ring earner, family man, and he's only getting started. I tell you what, I predict great things in the future. He's did great things in the past, but I think this young man has not even started to reach his potential. So if you have your pencil and paper, grab it handy. If you don't, grab it right quick. Take notes, because some of these things he's going to be talking about, you need to pass along to your downline. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce to Mr. Ryan Burns. Ryan? Randy, did Ryan not on?
I'm not sure. Hold on just a second. Let me take it off of, and maybe he doesn't have the speaker code. Hold on just one second.
I gave him speaker code.
Are you on, Mr. Burns?
Okay.
Well, I don't have him on.
I tell you what, Randy, once you fill in, I'll hop off. I'll call Mr. Burns. But I talked to him earlier today, and he said he'll certainly be here. He's looking forward to it, so I got to see what happens.
All right. Jeremy, would you like to go over the iPod 2 contest as far as the rules for that contest real quick?
Not a problem. But before we talk about that, I would like to remind everyone that it's, Legal Shield put out a contest several months ago that if you had 20 personal sales between now and the end of the year, which we still got a few days left, if you're pre-registered for the convention, you can get that ticket refunded to you. So essentially get a free ticket to the upcoming international convention. It is the creme de la creme of Legal Shield. It's an event you definitely don't want to miss in April in Oklahoma City. But to be able to attend that event for free, all you need is 20 personal sales between September and the end of this year. And so if you're running close, make sure you're already pre-registered, number one. And then as soon as you hit that 20 sales, just let Marketing Services know, and you will be credited back to get that free ticket to the event. So it's definitely something that, you know, for you guys that haven't quite achieved that, to go ahead and get it done. And if you have achieved it and you haven't pre-registered, you need to go get pre-registered so you can get to go to the event for free. So with that, several weeks ago, the first of the month, we announced a special contest we're doing exclusively for the More Success team. And there's basically we're giving away three iPad 2s. Those devices are awesome. I've been my son got one for Christmas, and I've been playing with it all day. It's a really, really neat device, but we're giving away three of them. The first contest is through production. After you market five memberships, you get a ticket into the drawing. And then each additional three memberships after that, you'll get an additional ticket. So if you market eight memberships this month, the month of December, you'll get two tickets. If you market 11, you have three tickets. And so you have to have five to get in the drawing, and then every third membership after that, you get an additional ticket. We'll be doing that drawing live on this call on January 9th. So we'll be announcing the winners live on this call on January 9th. The second iPad 2 we're going to be doing away is through recruiting or team building. You simply need to recruit three brand new team members during this month, and you get a ticket. And each additional new associate you bring on your team this month, you get a subsequent ticket. So if you recruit four people this month, you have two chances for that drawing. Five, you'll have three, and so forth and so on. But the minimum of three to get a ticket in there, on the production side, a minimum of five memberships, personal sales, and you get a ticket for that. To accommodate a lot of the group folks that we have on the team and on the call tonight, there's a lot of people's business that will be effective January 1st. Those memberships will count towards this contest. So we're doing everything we can to make it a level playing field for everyone and to accommodate everyone. And the two iPads I just talked about, guys, are just for junior associates through directors. Executive directors are competing in their own contest. The same criteria involved. You have to market five memberships or recruit a minimum of three new associates. But if you do that for all the executive directors, they'll have their ticket in there, and we'll do a separate drawing for executive directors. So we wanted to make sure it was a level playing field for everyone, everybody have equal opportunity to be able to participate in, and I don't know of a fairer way to do that, and I really appreciate Randy and Ken Moore for putting that on for the team. So with that, Deb, I will turn it back over to you.
All right. Did Ryan Burns ever get on?
Yes, I'm on the phone, guys. Sorry about that.
Hi, Ryan. Well, we've already introduced you, but I appreciate you being on. You're doing an awesome job on our team, and I'm going to turn the call over to you real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, I really appreciate the honor and the privilege it is. Anytime I get a call from, any of the Moores, I just feel honored to be able to hop on the call. Certainly one of the best examples of running a business with the entire family. It's just an amazing thing. I appreciate you guys for the opportunity. I'm sure 99% of this call wouldn't be here, wouldn't be on this call if it wasn't for you guys, including myself. And I think one of the beauties of the business is to be able to build a business, just sharing our incredible membership with people, but also to be open-minded enough to share the opportunity with other people. And I just love how Legal Shield gives us that chance to be able to do that. And kind of just a quick introduction, get my story out of the way. I got started working with the company about 4 years ago, and my intention when I started wasn't to change my life. It wasn't to make a big move in my career or anything like that. My story was really as simple as this, somebody showed me the business. My family had the services for 14 years, and I saw a way to make a little extra cash because I knew that my family loved the services. It made sense to them. And, so I decided to get started to make it a few extra $100 to cover my car payment. I mean, that's really, and I like sharing that with people so that they can, some of the people that just want to make a few extra $100, this is a great place to do that. But now, as I started working with the company and listening to training calls like this one that we have here on Monday night at 9 Central with the Moore team, I started learning that, you know, with just a little bit more application, if I could just learn this system that they're always talking about on these calls, that maybe without having to spend a tremendous amount of extra time, I could get in that system that saves, you know, they always say save yourself some time, energy, and money. That's what a system stands for. Then maybe I could make some extra income. And, you know, 3 months in the business, I really wasn't breaking any records, and so it's not the most inspiring story. I made $900 my first 3 months. I made $300 every month, and that was great for me. It covered my car payment, you know, but as I started plugging into the system, just made sure that I was on this team call. I made sure that I was setting appointments rather than trying to explain this business, explain these services to people. And then I got to my briefing, and eventually, you know, I found somebody that would follow that same system. And 4 months in, I was actually making more doing this part-time than at my full-time job. And so it felt like this explosion that happened on my fourth month. And, you know, that explosion for me was an extra $2,300. Then again, not too exciting for a lot of people, but for me, that was an extra $2,000 that I really needed at the time. And that extra money kept on coming in. So 2 months later, I felt like it was the right time for me 4 months in to quit my job. But I got advice from my Millionaire Club member mentor, Mr. Dave Hall. He basically said, Ryan, this is fun while it's extra. You know, put away 3 months of your full-time pay in the bank account, and that would be a good, comfortable place for you to step away from your full-time job. And maybe everybody's advice might be a little bit different. That was the advice that my mentor gave me, and so that's what I did. I went in a few more months, and sure enough, the business kept on doing really well. And 6 months in, I quit that full-time job. And, you know, I think sometimes, as silly as it sounds, I think the stars aligned for me to go full-time at that point, because they had a national convention right at my 6 months. In fact, I got started right after the convention that they had in Vegas. And so 6 months later, about 5.5 months later, they had the convention that was going to be in Oklahoma. And I got to go to that convention right at the time that I decided to go full-time with the business. So I can tell you that honestly, 6 months in, my very first convention, I was deciding to go full-time. The business was working great. The team was fired up, you know, and you know, I went and learned some things that I really don't know where my business would have gone if I didn't go to that convention. Even though I was very serious, a part of my thinking was, well, now that I'm full-time, I can't go to the convention because I can't afford it, right? But that would have been one of the most silly, horrible mistakes I ever could have made in my business, because I made it to that convention. I was able to see the system at a much higher level. I was able to see people like Mr. Moore and Randy Moore, you know, and Ken Moore. I was able to see them on stage talking about their histories, and you know, Mr. Moore here, and he was a $500,000 income earner, and to think that he had just been loyal to this company, serving the company for decades, you know, and seeing other leaders. Some were teenagers when they started. Some were, you know, retired when they started. And I think just the picture of the belief of the business that I could really build here, it really, really lit me up, and I was excited. In fact, I had a little over 30 people on my team about 5.5 months in. We were marketing more memberships than we were recruiting, but I was able to get five of those people to come with me to the national convention, and that was just such a huge, you know, experience for each one of us. And one of the reasons I like to spend some time sharing my story about the national convention is because it really made my business lift off. In fact, all 30 of the people in my organization, we had a little more than 30, but all 30 of them had told me they couldn't make it. All 30, every one on my team. In fact, one person told me he'd think about it. But because I kept on plugging into these team calls and I kept on hearing the different tips of how we can run our businesses better and how to apply it, I was able to get five of those people to go back to them with a different level, a different posture, different energy. And we were able to get five of them to make the decision to come to convention. And between me and the five that came to convention, we had over 580 people on our team by the time the next convention rolled around. So we had almost 600 people in the organization just 6 months later. And that, you know, that's my story. You'll certainly hear stories in our business that are much more dramatic than that. You hear KO Camp Billabong had over 2,000 recruits in his first year, 6,000 in his second, and those numbers just blow most people's minds. But, you know, that jump from 30 people to 600 people for me, I mean, that meant a jump in income. You know, say making $8,000 to $10,000 per month on those last few months, and even bigger deposits after that, obviously, as we got more people plugged into the next convention. And, you know, this business has just been in our blood ever since. And I love it. I love every bit of the system. And that's kind of what I want to talk about is the system and making sure that if we decide to build a team here in this business, which we don't have to, building a team and building an organization kind of like a brokerage at an insurance company, you can be the agent who markets memberships and get paid a great six-figure income, a great comfortable $60,000 income, whatever it is that you're looking for. You can do that just by marketing the memberships. But if you ever do look into building that team, building that business, I like looking at it as a brokerage, running it like a brokerage, running it like a team of agents that you want to pour everything into so you can teach them everything that you know. You have to follow the system. I can't think of a leader, a Millionaire Club member that I've sat through taking notes who have ever told me that there's another way to make a huge organization pop when it comes to building a large team. And all of them seem to follow the system, and they're all very, very, very similar, almost identical. And they seem to revolve around your team call, which is every Monday at 8 o'clock. They revolve around appointments that we set rather than sales we're trying to make and talking people into it. And they all revolved around tools and events. And so if you put those four ingredients in there, you know, you've got your team call, you're setting appointments, you're using tools, and you're using events. Now, when I say events for new associates, hopefully you have a briefing within, you know, an hour drive of you that you can get to on a regular basis, on a weekly basis. My weekly briefing is every Thursday here in Sandy in the Salt Lake area. And I can tell you in 4 years, I've never missed a briefing. I haven't missed one. In fact, I did miss one. My baby was being born that same day, that same hour, in fact. And that week we had a Super Saturday, so we had a briefing that Saturday. So I can still say we never went a week without attending a briefing. And I suppose that maybe that was one of my advantages, is I had a coach that told me that from the get-go, and a coach that not only told me that, but a coach I believed in, and I accepted that piece of advice, which I guess each one of us have the right to accept it or not, but that's something I did accept, is that, okay, I needed to make a sacrifice every Thursday night. I needed to make sure that I could keep that night open. A lot of associates that struggled at the beginning to make the business work, some of them, you know, made an adjustment with their schedule. They were dreading this conversation with their boss, and it took 2 minutes for them to switch their schedule so that they could have the important nights open. And, you know, that was, fortunately for me, it was never an obstacle. But I'd say if it is an obstacle for you, look at your options, because you definitely need to be plugged into the fire if you want to build this thing big, if you want to really go to the executive director ranks. And when it comes to building a business, and then your event is, it's if you think you're going to build a big business without the events, it's just probably not going to happen. I mean, I haven't seen it. I'm sure Mr. Moore has seen more than I have, and he can tell you it's probably very unlikely to expect some real success with this business without being plugged into a system. And if that's being a system that you want to build a big team, I certainly haven't seen somebody build a big team without being just a beacon, you know, a lighthouse for your team, that they know where you are Thursday nights or whenever your business briefing might be. So you got to kind of set up the rhythm in your business, just like any beat to any song. You've got to have a rhythm. And for us, it's team calls to get trained. It's getting tools out to the marketplace. It's setting appointments and showing the flip chart, and whether they use the recording on the front or whether you just master the "If You Were My Attorney" story. You know, we give both advice to our team, whatever they're comfortable with. If you just want to dial the number, you can. For the associates that are more confident in sitting down and showing that flip chart that you receive in your Getting Started Right kit, I would suggest mastering the one thing you got to master, because everything else you're going to pick up at every briefing you go to. You're going to get a few more stories to share and you'll get a little bit better. But the one thing you want to master, you don't want to be familiar with it. You want to master the If You Were My Attorney story, where you could deliver that thing in 5 minutes, where you can have somebody hear your presentation, and all they can think about is how much value is in that membership. And, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about with the If You Were My Attorney story, you know, maybe I can share that another time, and I'm certain that you can listen to the recording that I listened to from Mr. Kyle Cambrell. Maybe I can get those numbers over to the Mr. Moore. I'm sure he already has them, but that's what I listened to. Kyle Cambrell had sold over 10,000 applications personally, and he has a team that's made him over $1 million. So he's made over $1 million from personal sales, and he's made over $1 million in team override. So this guy, you know, I have a lot of trust in his advice. And one of the things he said is master the If You Were My Attorney story. And he said if he had, you know, 20 people that are looking at getting the membership, if he only had 5 minutes to stand in front of them and to have them fill out applications right when he was done, this is exactly what he would say. So that call is really good. And basically it's just If You Were My Attorney story. You take that picture that's on the flip chart and you go through each category. One is unlimited phone calls. They'll write letters, they'll review contracts, they'll prepare your will with you, they'll give you traffic assistance, you got IRS audit protection, 24-hour access, and just how he nails it at the very end where he says, you know, if I ask you to do all that and I want you to take your cell phone home with you, and if I call at family dinner, I need you to step away from family dinner and pick up the phone and answer my questions. If it's at your girl's soccer game, if I call, you need to step away from that soccer game and you need to answer my call. In fact, if I call at 2 a.m. in the morning, I need you to pick up that phone and answer my questions in any emergency. So I need you to sleep with that phone for the rest of your life. And then they usually laugh. And then you just ask, how much would you charge me if I asked you to do all that for me? And they will never, ever say less than $26 a month. They almost always say more than $1,000. And if you have fun with it and you tell that story accurately, I mean, setting appointments, I like just doing the flip chart presentation with people. If you're not comfortable with that, make sure that you're, maybe getting with somebody who is more comfortable. Make sure you're using tools, but always be pointing at a tool. You know, so we got team calls. We've got setting appointments, using tools, right? And then the briefings, because everything we're doing throughout the week, so maybe you've got a couple hours on Tuesday and a couple hours on Saturday, and that's all you have to spare. And then, of course, you've freed up your time, Thursday night for your briefing or whenever your briefing is. All the activity that you're doing should be building into that briefing. And if you just follow that cycle with the sole goal of having more people at your briefing each week or throughout the country each week, you can start to see just a magical thing happen with this business. I can't quite explain it. Sometimes I've lost momentum, and you just got to kind of get yourself in the system long enough. We call it phase one. That means you stop telling people what to do and you just start doing it. And you can start seeing sometimes it takes a minute, sometimes it takes a while, but all of a sudden that momentum lights on fire again, and you get that recruit that you've been looking for all these months, maybe even all these years, and you just can't believe how easy the business is all of a sudden, when before you were talking about, you know, how you're just trying to get it off the ground. And so, you know, just follow that rhythm. Make sure that this team call is in your alarm every week. I would set an alarm about an hour before this team call starts. That way it's not just you, but if you have your team in mind, you're getting on the call. And eventually, you should get yourself to a goal where you're calling 25 people on your team, you know, to make personal dials. And that means you call them, not send them a text message. A text message is great. Send it out there. Let people know. But, you know, eventually you want to be making your own 25 dials. So if you've got 3 people on your team, you got to start with 3, you know, and eventually you'll get 25 people on your team. You got to call 25. And, you know, that's why I set myself an hour, because I can't spend 30 minutes on the phone with 25 people, but I can take an hour and get 25 people to get on a call like this, where they can get maybe some piece of the business, some nugget that will help them, tremendously in their future. So the team call has got to be in your alarm. It's got to be in your system. It's got to be something you're coaching to your team. You've got to find a tool, a method of operation. What do you use if somebody can't meet up with you? What do you use if somebody doesn't have a computer? What do you use if somebody's can't come to the event and come meet up with you and doesn't have a computer? You know, do you have a sizzle call? You know, so you got to have a method of operation. And that sounds like a lot, but all it is I want to meet with them, I want to get them to an event, or I want them to get on a website, or I want to give them a call that they can listen to. So really, it's only four things. You just got to find what's comfortable for you. And, of course, I know exactly what I'm going to on any of my four things if they're not working out. If I can't get them to sit down with me, if I can't get them to an event, if I can't get them to, come or go watch a website, I get them on my sizzle call, you know, and that's something that any of us can use. So make sure you have a method of operation for the tools. Make sure you're setting those appointments and make sure that you're getting to those briefings and being a good example to your team to get to those briefings as well. And eventually, on the team calls, you're going to hear all the other aspects of the business. For example, a monthly Super Saturday. That's non-negotiable in my book, too. You can't miss that. One of the best trainers in the country flying in town. What would you let get in the way of your business? What would you let get in the way of your future that you would miss an event like that? And twice a year to be going to a national convention that can actually change your life, absolutely change your life. And, you know, we always say that not every person who attends the national event is making or is a platinum, but I can tell you every platinum in this business is at the national event. In other words, if you want to be there someday or you want to at least be a little bit closer to that, you got to make sure you're following the entire system. And that's what I've learned from the Moore team. I'm certainly not sharing anything that they probably haven't shared with you, but that's just my take on it. And it's built a wonderful business for me and my family. I've got a little 8-month-old daughter running around the house now, and it's amazing to be able to work from home, spend time with her in the middle of the day, and then go back to work. And I love the lifestyle. I love the freedom. I love the home that this company's given me, and it's just a whole new world to be able to make a great income and do it all from the comfort of your home. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I had myself muted out.
Okay.
Well, listen, Ryan, it is so wonderful to have you on our team. We count it an honor and we count it a privilege to have you on the team. It's people like you that makes it happen. You know, we've had people on this team. This will be their 28th year, and then have younger people like you coming on board and helping us. So we want to thank you very much. We wish you and your family a very happy new year. We want to say God bless you.
Hey, thanks so much, Mr. Moore. Hey, I'm 28 years old, so, hey, I started when you were – I was born when you started.
Yeah, you were just born. Well, that's great. You know, that means I'm an old codger, right?
Okay.
Somebody said the other day, said, this guy's a legend. They was giving a tour, and I said, that means I'm old. So,
Well, thanks. It doesn't matter. Hey, we're working for those iPods. We've got the team putting in counters for that. It's just thank you so much for all you guys do. It's just an amazing offer for you guys. Thank you.
If you're 28 or 88, this is a great business to be in. It's something you do when you're young and energetic or something when you're down or even from your hospital bed. You know, once I had a surgeon going to operate, he told me, he said, if you'll wait till after surgery, I'll buy that membership. I sold him on the way going down there to be operated on because it is a great product, a great business. God bless you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Randy?
Yes, sir. I want to remind everyone that all this week that the Legal Shield has a live recruiting blitz going on. If you haven't gotten a text message on that or an email on that, go to your prepaid legal back office. You can pull up your email there. But it's every hour on the hour from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. I will go ahead and give everyone the code. The code is actually phone number is 712-432-1001. 712-432-1001. Then you have an access code, and that code number is 460-321-135-pound. Again, that's 460-321-135-pound. And that's going to be about 80 calls this week when you have the top people in prepaid, or actually Legal Shield, doing all the presentation, ring earners, platinum executive directors, millionaire club members, every hour on the hour. So if you're trying to expose someone to this business, what a great way to do that. recruit them in and have them get their people on from hour to hour. You can actually build a huge business in a short period of time. You can get people faster qualified. You can get them into Players Club and get them qualified. You can get them to the next level in a comp plan. And all you got to do is just simply get people on these calls, let them listen, and then go back and help close those people and then help them do the same over and over and over again. So I want to encourage everyone to make sure and use that live recruiting blitz that's going on all week this week. Again, it's every time zone from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and it's all every day this week. Back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, Randy, I think it's great. And, again, we want to thank everybody for being on the team this year. They've helped us get through a year, and I know next year is going to be the greatest year the team has ever had. Let's remember Mr. Jimmy Parrish for next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. Jimmy's a great trainer. Let's start this year out with the top producer on our team giving us advice in the group arena. And then, ladies and gentlemen, at 9 p.m., let's remember the CEO of our company, Mr. Rip Mason. Get on that call. I challenge you to get on that call. Have more people than you've ever had before, and to let Mr. Mason know who we are. You know, the more they know who we are, what we're doing, the production we're getting in, the recruiting we're getting, the more help we're going to get from them when we need them. So if you're going to get help next year, get on that call so they know who we are, when we are, and where we are. And saying that all, I want to thank Jeremy. I want to thank Randy. We had a wonderful Christmas. The family did. And then I want to say let's keep putting God first. Put a family second, let's put Legal Shield third, and give it all we got. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone. Happy New Year.